Okay, here's a spelling test for you, and it's a real pig. I'm going to give you a word, and you try to spell it, and then I'll give the answer. Okay, here goes. Separate. Now that's SEPARATE. Here's another one for you. Anoint. Has that got two N's or three? Well, it's got one N to begin with, so it's A-N-O-I-N-T. Another one. Receive. R-E-C-E-I-V-E. I before E, except after C. Another one. Cemetery. Well, there's no A in the word cemetery, if that's what you were thinking. Embarrassed. Embarrassed has got two R's and two S's. There's another one. Pursue. How do you spell that? Well, it's P-U-R-S-U-E. Okay. Accommodate. Accommodate. That's got two C's and two M's. Accidentally. No, I tricked you there because I didn't pronounce it very well. It's accidentally with A-double-L-Y at the end. Desperate. It's got D-E-S-P-E-R-A-T-E. And finally, definitely. If you think there's an A in it, you're wrong. It's D-E-F-I-N-I-T-E-L-Y. Now, as before, you just need to be a little bit inventive. So let's take those words. Separate. It's para in the middle. So imagine somebody in a parachute descending upon the word separate. The parachutist is separating the word para. Now, what about anoint? Well, just think of an ointment, two words. Then you can't get the spelling wrong. Receive. I before E, except after C. And what about cemetery? There's no A in it, it's all E's. Now, if you look at the word cemetery, there's a sort of symmetry about it, the symmetry of cemetery. How can you remember that there are two R's and two S's in embarrassed? Well, think of feeling embarrassed, so you're rose red and feeling an ass. Rose red, RR, an ass has got two S's in it. So two R's, two S's. Here's another one. Pursue. How can you remember that it's P-U-R-S-U-E? Well, imagine being pursued by a thief who's after your purse. Accommodate. Think of accommodation. Think of taking your company car, CC, to the motorway motel, MM. And accidentally, think of having an accident in an alley. Accident. Alley. And how will you get desperate? Well, think of desperado, D-E-S-P-E-R-A-T-E. And finally, what about definitely? Definitely. Well, think of this. Night follows day as day follows night. In other words, as D-E follows N-I-T-E. Now you'll find these and more tricks to spelling all in the guidebook. So all the time you're doing this, not only are you picking up valuable learning skills, but you're also exercising and developing the whole of your brain. You may notice already that you're slightly quicker at brainstorming and ideas are coming to the fore faster. Your memory craves imagination and making associations. So, help your vocabulary by linking a word with its meaning. And for spelling, look for pattern or clues to help act as a reminder for the spelling. Are there two T's in battalion or one? Well, think of doing battle, B-A-double-T. A battalion preparing to do battle, and that should give you the answer.